Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, our Lord shares with us a word about failure. It's taken from the gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, where our Lord talks about those who rejected the message of John the Baptist and his own message. He puts them under the category of this generation. He says in verses 16 and 17, he says, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, saying, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.'" The first thing to note is that when our Lord talks about this generation, when he uses that phrase, it's a biblical phrase. It generally refers to an unfaithful generation, refers to those who aren't faithful to God. If you put it in terms of what St. John says in his gospel, the unfaithful generation are those who are born of the flesh, but who aren't yet born of the Spirit. John 3:6. They're those who, according to St. Paul, live according to the flesh. Romans 8, verse 5. These people are, in essence, the only really real failures in life. Why? Why? Because they fail to open up their hearts to the Lord. They fail to see the hand of God. They fail to see the presence of God in their lives, and they fail to embrace the plan that he has for them. Remember, God's definition of success is not the world's definition, right? God's definition of success is faithfulness. That's success in God's eyes. So those who aren't faithful in a spiritual sense really are failures. In Deuteronomy 1, verse 35, the Lord said to Moses, he said, "Not one of these men of this evil generation," meaning those who rebelled against the Lord, "not one of these men of this evil generation will see the good land that I swore to give to your fathers," the Lord said to Moses. So many of the Israelites at the time of the Exodus were failures in God's eyes. And our Lord in the gospel said that many people who even heard his preaching fell into this category as well. And he gave a proverb to illustrate this. He said that the unfaithful generation is, quote, "like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, saying, 'We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang the dirge, but you did not mourn.'" Matthew 11:17. According to the customs of village life in Palestine at the time of Jesus, the little boys would be the ones who invited their companions to dance at weddings with a flute they would sing, while the girls would be the ones who sang laments to invite people to mourning when someone died. Our Lord says that that custom could be applied to the call of God, to the preaching of the Word of God. The sound of the flute, what does that refer to? It actually refers to Jesus and his preaching, how he went about preaching the kingdom of God, because Jesus presented himself as the bridegroom, right? So playing the flute for the marriage, it's Jesus presenting himself as the bridegroom. Jesus also went about and he mingled and he ate with and drank with people who were considered deplorable, who were considered tax collectors, sinners, the blind, the lame, social outcasts, those who were possessed by demons, people that were rejected. Jesus actually preached the message of God to them. So the little boys who played the flute at the wedding call were like our Lord's preaching, in the sense that the overtone of his message was welcoming and even joyous. The young girls who sang the dirge for a funeral, that was similar to the preaching of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was an ascetic. He lived outside of the inhabited places in the wilderness, and his message was a strong one. It was a message of repentance. It was a message of fasting. So the tone of St. John the Baptist's preaching was much more somber than our Lord's. But remember, what they were preaching was the same thing. The message was one. They weren't competing or contradictory messages. They were calling everyone to embrace the kingdom of God. They were calling everyone to turn away from sin, to turn to God, and to embrace the call of salvation. Again, they were essentially preaching the same thing, but in different ways. The religious leaders looked at John the Baptist and they sneered at him. And they said, "He has a demon because he was so penitential." Verse 18. The religious leaders then looked at our Lord, and what did they do? Same response. They sneered at him, and they said he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Verse 19. So no matter how the truth of the gospel was presented, the religious leaders and many of the Jews rejected it. As the old saying goes, I don't know if they usually apply it to political things, but you know, the old saying would be, if the Pharisees saw our Lord walking on water, they would criticize him because he couldn't swim. They would say, well, see, that he can't swim, obviously, right? The problem wasn't with Jesus. The problem was with them. Success in life begins according to God's standard. Success begins with repentance. And failure in life means, again, failing to embrace God's truth, failing to live in the freedom of his commandments, and failure to embrace the plan that God has for me. So today let's turn to Our Lady. Let's ask her for the grace to be successful according to God's standard and not according to the world's standards. Praise be Jesus and Mary.